Quick question. When was the last time that you actually looked at your website and thought, this is really working for me? If the answer is you're not sure, don't worry because you're not alone. Most therapists have a website, but they don't actually know what's helping it to convert, what might be confusing potential clients, and what might actually be turning people away. That's exactly why a website audit is so helpful because it can give you a clear outside perspective on what's actually happening when someone lands on your website. So I'm hosting a live website audit workshop April 17th, where I will walk you through what to look for, look at your website live, talk about what to fix, and how to make your website actually work for you. To learn more and sign up, head to the show notes to register. Now, onto the episode. You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Comegys, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Hey, listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. This week is a little bit different, and I wanted to share a training with listeners that I just recently did in my village community that I feel like is going to be really beneficial for everybody. This training is called Preparing Your Practice for the New Year. And while this has been something that I do every year in my practice, I realized that this may not be something that everybody thinks about, and that if we forget about, can be detrimental to our practice. So I did this, like I said, for my village community, and I thought this would be something that listeners of this podcast could really benefit from as well. So I want you to get out a notebook if you can, or just take some mental notes as you're listening. And I hope you enjoy this training of preparing your practice for the new year. What I'm going to kind of be going over with you today, usually these are things that I start to review in my practice October, sometimes beginning that early, but usually by November, I'm starting to do a lot of this because, as you'll see, I start to have conversations with clients about what's to come January 1. So even though you're getting this training in January, these are things that you absolutely can still do. You can choose to say, I'm not going to implement any of this now. I want to review all of this come, say, July or June, halfway through the year. And these are good things that there are some things in here absolutely that you can review multiple times a year. So if you are finding that right now is just not the time, that's okay. Just still take note because there are some things that may not be applicable to like later in the year with like insurance and that kind of thing if you do take it. So just listen in, pay attention to those things that you're like, I could do this now, or maybe I need to take care of this later in the year. But like I said, excuse me, the start of the new year is always a good time to review things in your practice. It's a great time to like evaluate and to make changes as needed. And like I said, originally this training was supposed to be a lot earlier for our community, but because of our family emergencies, it's coming to you a bit late. And so just again, like I said, take note of the things that you can do now versus that you may want to do later in the year. Now, if you don't take any insurance plans, some of these things will not apply to you. But if you do take insurance, or even if it's just one plan or you're contemplating taking a plan, definitely pay attention as we go through. So, six things that I encourage you to consider or review in your practice at the start of the new year. So number one is to review your budget and finances. Looking at your budget, and I recommend using the your private practice budget and fee setting calculator that is available to you as part of the Village membership. If you have not taken advantage of that amazing tool, I will be sure to post a link to that below this training and also send in the upcoming monthly newsletter how to access that. So be sure to check that out because that is like the ultimate tool to help walk you through what is your personal finance picture, what is your private practice budget, how many sessions do you want to have a week, how many days of vacation do you want to take for the year, what is the fee for certain insurance rates and that kind of thing. And it helps you to figure out, can I afford what my current rate is? And to calculate that very easily, a lot easier than just saying, oh, well, how much do you want to make? Divide that by 52 weeks a year, divide that by that number of sessions. It's more nuanced than that. And it gives you a really clear picture and a way to track it throughout the year. So it's a tool I use in my practice, and I'm really happy and excited and proud of how I've created it. So I really encourage you to take advantage of that because it is available to you for free as part of your Village membership. So one of the things, like I said, you want to take a look at what is your financial picture for the new year. So, you know, how much do you need to make each month in your practice? What are your personal financial goals, right? So what are you wanting to do personally? Are you wanting to be able to set aside money for retirement more than you have? Are you wanting to maybe save for a vacation or be able to put a certain amount into savings or just be able to pay yourself a certain amount in your financial, your personal finances? And that absolutely is going to be impacted by how things are run in your practice. So what are your personal financial goals? And then looking at your practice financial goals, how much do you need to be making each month in your practice to meet these goals? How much do you need to make from each insurance plan? Like, are you able to stay on the insurance plans that you're currently on to be able to meet those goals? Do you need to be setting aside more each month so that you can pay your quarterly taxes on time or that you have enough for that? So asking yourself, these questions to know, if the rate that you're at that you currently have set, is that feasible to stay at that rate or to continue to accept certain insurances at that rate? Do you need to go up? Do you need to drop certain plans? So again, the end of the year, beginning of the year is a great time to really dive into the financial picture of things personally and professionally. So I highly, highly, highly recommend using the private practice budget and budget calculator and fee setting tool that is available to you. So number two to things that you should be kind of reviewing at the end of the year, start of the new year, is to verify insurance rates. Now, again, if you don't take insurance, you can skip this one, but verifying insurance rates. You want to take a look at your contracts. A lot of times insurance plans will put out like in the fourth quarter that, hey, these are what our new rates are going to be effective January 1, or they may just like silently post them on their website. A lot of times when they do change rates, if they are changing them across the board, January 1 is when those things go into effect. And so it could be, hey, we're like going down or we're going up. So being sure to check, all of those rates for your current plan. Now, note that if you do take TRICARE, you would think January 1 would be when everything changes. But TRICARE, if you do accept that in your practice, those rates change. They come March 1st. So don't be alarmed or confused if you're like, what is happening? And you see in March, things change. That comes March 1st. And of course, they don't tell us how much it's going to be, if it's going to go up or down. It just like magically changes. And then even like, it's not till sometimes mid-March that they like post what it's going to be. So just be prepared for that. So in reviewing these rate changes, you know, if there are any, it's helpful to then be able to ask, like, can I continue to accept these plans, right? Going back to that financial picture that we're looking at in number one, can I continue to stay on these plans if I need to be bringing in a certain amount of money each month? And how do I do that, right? Like, what, you know, do I need to alert the insurance companies like a certain amount of time ahead of time that I want to drop that plan? Should I ask for a fee increase? You know, just things to consider in looking at the reimbursement rates that you are getting. So number three, the third thing that you should be doing before you, you know, as you are starting the new year, is to verify client benefits. Now, again, this is more related to if you take insurance, but it is also a good time just to kind of have a conversation with clients, because I'll get to it in a second, but even if you are private pay, there could be some things to just consider. So let's say you're not private pay. Let's say you take insurance. Clients' insurance plans start their benefits most likely start over at the new year. So if they had a deductible, and let's say they had a $1,000 deductible, they met it last year, they've only been having to pay their copay, or maybe like they aren't even having to pay that because once their deductible met, they don't have any out-of-pocket expenses. That starts over come January 1. Most clients know this already, but they like sometimes we'll forget it, or it just doesn't even cross their mind. But it's a good thing for you to review, because let's say they have a deductible and you've only just been collecting copays, you're going to have to be collecting a bit more upfront, most likely. So again, verify their benefits. I always ask clients to provide their new insurance card, because usually they will get a new one at the start of the year. And if you have the opportunity to verify their benefits before their first session in the new year, that's a great thing to do. And then to just review with them what their plan is. And hey, this is what it'll cost out of pocket to be using your insurance card or your insurance plan. So again, you want to ask too, did they change plans? Because sometimes I've had clients who their company changes insurance plans and it starts effective January 1, and they may like completely forget about it. So, having conversations with them, and we're going to get to that in a minute, of how to kind of talk with clients about this, to ask and to make sure, like, did they change plans? What info do you need from them if they changed insurance plans? Are you even on that insurance plan? So being able to just verify clients' benefits, reviewing that with them, reviewing it for yourself is really, really important as the new year starts. Now, like I said, even if you don't take insurance, this is still a good thing to just check, because if you, let's say you provide a super bill, sometimes insurance companies are weird, and like how one company accepts a super bill, another company may accept it a different way, or a client may have a out of network deductible that they're able to work towards in paying you for out of pocket with that super bill, and then things are covered but their plans change. And so, not that you need to verify that per se, but it is a good idea just to have a conversation with clients, like if you are providing a super bill for them, to just review with them, like, hey, just a reminder, you know, this is the start of a new year. You may end up having to just completely pay out of pocket rather than getting reimbursed something for your plan, your appointment. So again, just things to keep in mind and to help remind your clients of. Number four, so updating policies and consent. So this is something that the new year is a great time to take advantage of doing. This is something that I usually do start to look at in October. And in simple practice, where I have all of my policies and consents at the bottom of that each form, whenever I update it, I put the date that I updated. So I know when was the last time it was updated. And this is really important because even if you're not going to update certain things, we should be getting a new consent signed every 12 months. So at the start of the new year, even if you just had somebody start in, you know, the fall, it's a good idea just to get a new consent signed. So it's always a good thing to just review your own policies. So, you know, as you're going through that financial calculator and you are looking at, okay, what is my fee? You're going to need to update your financial consents, right? Where it states what your fee is. Looking at what is my current no-show or late cancellation policy, right? That it should be in your policies and consents. And what does it currently state? Does the current policy work for me? Do I need to change any of that? So again, going through and making sure that you're reviewing everything that you have, making any needed changes, and then making sure that you're sending these to clients to review and sign, getting the client's consent on these updates, on these policies is really, really important. So that way they're on the same page as you. Now, that leads me into the fifth thing that I really recommend you doing to prepare your practice in the new year, which is preparing your clients. So you want to make sure that you're having conversations with them about if there are changes that you're making on your end. Now, things like their insurance changes, like I said before, reminding them of, hey, it's the new year, you're going to have a deductible if that's what their plan is, encouraging them to review their benefits, encouraging you to review the benefits and letting them know what you're aware of as far as their plan goes. And if you are changing your fees, you know, these are things that you want to begin having conversations with your clients as early as you know, so that way you can give them ahead of time. Now, it doesn't have to mean, like, let's say you are changing your fee. Let's say you're going through that budget calculator and you're recognizing that, you know what, my current fee is not working for me. I need to increase this. You're going to then need to have a conversation with clients about that. And it may be that you are not going to just make it so that, okay, I'm reviewing this in December, January 1, I'm going to increase my fee by, say, $10. It may be you're going to gradually increase that for current clients, and any new clients starting January 1 will get that new rate to begin with. So the way that I typically prepare clients is two different ways. So having conversations with them in session about insurance, about changes in consents, so forth. But I always send out a letter, usually in December, and I'm going to post a template to that. So sending out a letter that just highlights any major changes. So I think last year I had a change in my no-show or in my late cancellation policy. And so I just highlighted that, or there were some policies that didn't change, but I wanted to just remind people of. And so I highlighted that in the letter. If a fee change was going to impact them, I let them know in person, but I also put it right in writing in the letter and let them know that they would be getting a notification from Simple Practice of new consents and policies. So it's just a way of helping to remind them of what is going on. I usually let them know that they will be getting a letter and that we can talk about this in session. And that it's just a way for us to be able to all be on the same page. Again, I just like to have kind of everybody sign at the same time, regardless of when they came in to work with me, just so that way it's just one thing for me to think of, one thing for me to track. Now, again, you may decide I don't have the time right now to review my policies, to review my fee changes. You can do this, change your consents and policies any time of the year. Maybe the start of June, June 1st is when you do this. But again, it's just a way to kind of help prepare your practice. Just use the new year as a way to kind of think through what you need to do. And then the sixth thing that I encourage you to do with the new year in your practice is to review your goals. What do you want for your practice in this new year? Do you want to increase or maybe even decrease clients? Are you seeing too few or too many? Do you want to focus on obtaining maybe a certain type of training? Like maybe you're looking at, I want to get certified in a certain treatment model. And that's something I want to work towards. Do you want to change your marketing strategy? Are you finding that the ideal clients that you want to connect with and have in your practice, your current strategies aren't working, or you need to shift some things? You know, what is it that you want to focus on in this new year as it relates to your practice in 2024? So setting some goals, it doesn't have to be that you have like, you know, these massive, massive goals. It could be that you are saying, you know what, I'm going to set a goal for the first quarter of the year. I find that I do better when I have goals that are shorter in time, especially just at this point in life, where things just seem to constantly be moving and changing with kids and life, that having bigger goals, not necessarily bigger goals, but goals that are a little bit longer term are just harder to maintain because things just throw major wrenches in them and then it can derail me. So just having shorter goals that are maybe monthly or quarterly or even 6-week goals is more helpful for me. So you can do any of the things that I just, you know, shared that we just talked about for, you know, setting up your practice for the new year. You can do them at any point, but the new year is a great time to start a routine, make sure that these things are kind of taking care of your practice, and to begin making this kind of an annual thing that you do. And like I said, I usually encourage people to start doing this in about October. But again, you can at any point decide to go down this path. If you have questions about this, or if you would love to do some co-working, maybe with fellow Village members around some of this stuff, drop a comment or make a post in our group, and let's encourage each other and support one another as we are starting off the new year and preparing our practices. I hope you guys really enjoyed that and got so much knowledge and information from it. I hope it is something that you are going to be able to implement in your practice. And if you are curious about how you can get a hold of that practice fee setting calculator and practice budget calculator, I will have a link below in the show notes where you can grab that for just $9. It's a really amazing tool that I use every year in my practice, and it's something that I'm really proud of. So you can take a look if that is something that would be helpful for you, or you can just join us over in the Village community, which is also linked below, and you can access it there. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and I will see you here again next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link, or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.